Microsoft and the Microsoft stores, and that there's 80 feet of storefront for customers to walk by, and it's in one of the busiest areas, one of the busiest malls in the country in the Prudential Center. But also it's just a place where customers can come in and kind of see the latest Microsoft technology, and it gives us a chance to connect with our customers one-on-one and kind of show them some of their newest products, like the new Ultrabooks that we have out, the new all-in-ones, the Windows phones.
While the Microsoft store is smaller than the Apple store right across the street, it will feature more products from more companies, according to the store manager, Ty Hapworth.
We talk a lot at Microsoft about choice, value, and service. And on the choice side, I mean, we offer products from a broad range to fit a broad range of customers. There's a lot of Microsoft users out there from all different walks of life, and we like to give them that choice right in our stores.
But does that choice make it harder to make the sale? That's the question I put to retail analyst Jeff Green.
Yes, it does, because it just means that they have that many more competitors. Because the minute you do that, then Best Buy is your competitor. Because Best Buy sells, you know, multiple brands on also. So really, are you competing against Apple or are you competing against Best Buy? I think if you're Microsoft, you're competing against all of them.
Green says there are many similarities between the Microsoft store and the Apple store where you can buy and play with products.
Well, exactly. You're being sold. I mean, it's you know, high sell, but it's also high touch. And that's what reminds you of an Apple store, is that it is high touch. It's experiential.
Green says so far, though, Microsoft stores have been chalking up pretty impressive sales.
Yeah, their sales per square foot for Apple is the highest in the world, and they generate about $6,000 per square foot a year. And that this contrasted to Microsoft, which, you know, given the fact that they've only been doing this for a couple of years and have only 20-plus stores, they're averaging about $1,500 a foot. That's still 2 to 3 times better than the national average for a retailer at about $500 a foot.